Now, for the listener, the appendix begins on page 70, near the back of the manual. Subsection Appendix, colon, COM, C-O-M, Connector Protocol, Subpart, Hardware Description. This transceiver uses a full duplex, asynchronous, serial interface for communicating through the male 9-pin RS-232C COM connector. Bytes are constructed with one start bit, 8 data bits, and one stop bit. Open parenthesis, 4800 BPS can be configured for one or two stop bits. Close parenthesis. No parity is used. The pin out and the pin functions of the COM connector are as shown below. Now for the listener, it shows the rear panel view of the COM connector. There are 9 pins starting on the top row of 4 from the left. They're numbered 9, 8, 7, 6. The bottom row from the left, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now we have a table. It's 4 columns. Left column headed COM pin number. Second column COM pin name. Parenthesized ref computer. Third column function. Parenthesized ref transceiver. Fourth column on the right, I slant O. COM pin number 1. COM pin name, reference computer, NC. Function ref transceiver, blank. I slant O, blank. COM pin number 2. COM pin name, ref computer, RXD. Line over. Function ref transceiver, transmit data. I slash O, output. COM pin number 3. COM pin name, reference computer. TXD, line over. Function ref transceiver, receive data. I slant O, input. COM pin number 4. COM pin name, ref computer, NC. Function, ref transceiver, is blank. I slant O, is blank. COM pin number 5. COM pin name, reference computer, G and D. Function, reference transceiver, signal ground. I slant O, it's left blank. COM pin number 6. COM pin name, reference computer, NC. Function, reference transceiver, it's left blank. I slant O, it's left blank. COM pin number 7. COM pin name, reference computer, RTS. Function, reference transceiver, receive, enable. I slant O, input. COM pin number 8. COM pin name, reference computer, CTS. Function, reference transceiver, transmit enable. I slant O, output. COM pin number 9. COM pin name, reference computer, NC. Function, reference transceiver, it's left blank. I slant O, it's left blank. Back to the text. RXD with a line over, colon. Transmit data is serial data transferred from the transceiver to the computer. TXD, line over. Receive data is serial data transferred from the computer to the transceiver. GND, signal ground pin. RTS, this signal is applied to the transceiver. It is used to inhibit transmit data from the transceiver when the computer is not ready to receive the data. Transmit data is inhibited when the level is low. CTS. This signal is applied from the transceiver. It is used to inhibit transmit data from the computer when the transceiver is not ready to receive the data. Transmit data is stopped when the level is low. Subpart. Control operation. Most computers handle data in a form of bits and bytes, B-Y-T-E-S. A bit is the smallest piece of information that the computer can handle. A byte is composed of 8 bits. This is the most convenient form for most computer data. This data may be sent in the form of either serial or parallel data strings. The parallel method is faster but more complicated, while the serial method is slower and requires less complicated equipment. The serial form is, therefore, a less expensive alternative. Serial data transmission uses time division methods over a single line. Using a single line also offers the advantage of reducing the number of errors due to line noise. Only 3 lines are required, theoretically, for control of the transceiver via the computer, colon, point, transmit data, point, receive data, point, ground. From a practical standpoint, it is also necessary to incorporate some means of controlling when this data transfer will occur. The computer and transceiver cannot be allowed to send data at the same time. The required control is achieved by using the RTS and CTS lines. For example, the transceiver is placed into the transmit mode whenever the character string TX is sent from the computer. The character string TX is called a computer control command. It tells the transceiver what to do. There are numerous commands available for control of the transceiver. These commands may be incorporated into a computer program written in any high-level language. Programming methods vary from computer to computer. Therefore, refer to the instruction manuals provided with the terminal program and computer.